what might have been. A couple of minutes later, Alex had to go to the bathroom, and he asked me to go with him. "Please, Daddy?" Christine came over and whispered near my ear, "He's having trouble hitting the toilet bowl with his pee. He's a little embarrassed about it." "Oh," I said. "Fruit Loops. You have any?" Fortunately, Christine had a box, and I took it into the bathroom with Alex. I threw a couple into the bowl. "Here's a cool game," I said. "You have to put your pee right in the middle of a Fruit Loop." He tried, and he did pretty good. Hit the bowl, anyway. I told Christine the trick when we came out, and she smiled and shook her head. "Fruit Loops. It's a guy thing, right?" Chapter 55. The rest of my day in Seattle was less stressful and a lot more fun. I took little Alex to the aquarium, and it was easy and gratifying to throw myself into the time I had with him. He stared wide-eyed at the tropical fish and made a mess of his chicken fingers and ketchup at the aquarium cafe. For all I cared, we could have spent the day in a bus terminal waiting room. I loved watching him be himself and also grow up. Every year it got better. Ali, like the Great One. My mind didn't get too weighed down again until we were back at the house that night. Christine and I talked for a while on the front porch. I didn't want to go inside, but I didn't want to leave yet. And if I wasn't imagining it, her eyes were a little red. Ever since I'd known her, she'd had mood swings, but they seemed to be getting worse.